From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Obama administration pay czar Kenneth Feinberg said today that 17 banks made $1.6 billion in ill-advised bonus payments while on government life support during the financial crisis. But as NPR's John Itzty reports, Feinberg is not asking the bonuses be paid back.
Among the companies paying the bonuses, says Feinberg, were Wall Street giants Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Citigroup.
Some of these payments, many of them were over $10 million per individual, which were, in our view, ill-advised.
Some bonuses were handed out with no clear criteria. Others were guaranteed regardless of performance. But Feinberg says Congress didn't give him the power to demand repayment, and he says the banks broke no laws. That's because the bonuses came late in 2008 after the government had created the TARP bailout program, but before the Congress passed restrictions on compensation for TARP recipients. Also, says Feinberg, 11 of the 17 banks have already repaid their bailout loans in full with interest. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Tropical weather system Bonnie's effects are starting to be felt in the Gulf, though the storm is not expected to actually move into the area near the BP spill till the weekend. Government last night ordered ships working around the site of the BP spill to evacuate the area till the storm passes. Dave Roberts is a forecaster with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
We're still looking for a tropical storm, maybe 45 to 50 miles per hour before it moves inland over the northern Gulf sometime late tomorrow night or early Sunday morning.
Bonnie's already made landfall in Florida south of Miami. The government says the cap on BP's well in the Gulf will stay in place until the storm passes through. Top military officials gathered outside Washington today for General Stanley McChrystal's retirement ceremony. McChrystal resigned last month as top U.S. commander in Afghanistan over comments he and his staff made to a reporter. NPR's Rachel Martin reports the event brings McChrystal's 34-year-long Army career to a close.
General Stanley McChrystal was forced into retirement after he made negative statements to a reporter about his civilian partners and superiors, comments then published in Rolling Stone magazine. Top-ranking military leaders approved of President Obama's decision to let McChrystal go, but many, including Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and Joint Chief of Staff Admiral Mike Mullen, made it clear they were saddened to lose a gifted military leader with a distinguished career. Last year, McChrystal was picked to lead the war in Afghanistan and implement the counterinsurgency strategy. A close aide to McChrystal told the Associated Press that the general is concentrating on his transition and remains undecided about future employment. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Some upbeat second quarter earnings reports from, among others, Verizon helped send stocks up today. The Dow closed up 102 points, ending the session at 10,424. The Nasdaq was up 23 points. You're listening to NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today called on Asia to enforce tough sanctions against North Korea. Clinton's comments prompting more talk from the North, which threatened what it called a physical response to Washington's plan for a joint military drill with South Korea. Secretary of State made her remarks in Hanoi, the Asia-Pacific's largest security dialogue. Clinton earlier this week unveiled new U.S. sanctions against North Korea, which is blamed by both Washington and Seoul for the March sinking of a South Korean warship that claimed the lives of 46 sailors. In California, public outrage over salaries has prompted the resignations of three officials in a city outside Los Angeles. Steve Juling of member station KPCC says the outrage has not fully subsided.
The city of Bell has 40,000 residents, yet the city manager earned nearly $800,000 this year. In a closed-door council meeting last night, Robert Rizzo agreed to resign, and he is now entitled to a lifetime pension of more than $650,000 a year. His assistant and the police chief, who was paid more than $450,000 a year, also agreed to leave. The public outcry began when the Los Angeles Times revealed their salaries, and that outcry continues over the part-time city council, all but one of whom makes over $100,000 a year. The council will examine its own salaries next week. The L.A. County District Attorney, the State Attorney General, and California's Public Employee Retirement System have opened separate investigations. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Ford weighed in with strong second-quarter earnings today. The automaker, the only one of the so-called domestic Big Three to avoid bankruptcy, says it posted second-quarter profits of $2.6 billion. Ford said it's also on track for higher earnings next year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.